Time now for our friend to join us by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Wonderful, thank you.
Yes, I agree. We are in now the second half of the month of January. And anytime we're halfway through, I always like to take a look at how things look. We had the first half of the month had an average temperature of about 3 above zero. That compares to the normal for January, which is about 10 above, so considerably colder thanks to the first week. However, this past week, we didn't have colder. No less than three different days, we recorded 30 degrees or above. One of those is interesting, Thursday the 16th. If you were anywhere around in Thursday the 16th and you noticed that the official high on that date was 30 degrees, you might wonder, when did that happen? Well, it was really weird. What happened was after midnight, it started to warm up, and it warmed up very rapidly. And by 6 a.m., it hit 30 degrees. And then shortly after that, just as quickly, it cooled off. And so it was a very strange little phenomenon, but we did have some warming happen there. However, probably the strangest weather phenomenon of the past week was last Sunday, at least in the Duluth area, on Sunday morning when we had a considerable amount of freezing rain. The temperature was right about at freezing, and the moisture that fell came down as rain got onto the cold surfaces and froze. And I was not out driving, but I heard plenty of horror stories from those who were out driving, how it just coated the streets and the roads and so forth with ice. And then if you waited a few hours, by afternoon, the temperature had risen enough so that it melted. And so the driving was quite a bit easier. But for a while there, Mother Nature really gave us a little bit of a quirk. There was a spinoff of that, though, that's still going on. And that is, even though it melted on the surface of the roads and so forth, it did not all melt on the surface of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, we ended up with a snowpack, which now has an ice cover across. And then that was followed by about 2 inches of snow that we got later in the week. I personally just love that. I think what that is doing is that is giving us and giving the critters out there, the smaller critters, another surface to move upon. The snowpack of about 18 inches is a little bit too difficult for a lot of those critters to move about. But if you put a little crust across the top, and then throw some new, brand new snow on top of that, they are able to move around, and they're able to leave a lot of nice, good, fresh tracks. The place where I was cross-country skiing yesterday, I noticed a number of those, how they were just able to walk across the top of the crust, and they left their tracks on it. So, yeah, definitely a very interesting sign. Other things of note, we do not have the snow, the new snow that you have up there. This is kind of embarrassing, but the entire month so far, December was so snowy, and then the entire month of January so far, we've only gotten 5 inches of snow. Now, January in the Duluth area, according to the Weather Service, can get, as an average, almost 20. So we certainly could have more, and I'm looking forward to more. There was a forecast for some for last night. Well, it never materialized. Someplace else apparently got it, but not us. But we'll see. However, there's hope. The cold is returning. We're going to have a mild day today. We're going to have a mild day again tomorrow. But starting this next week, it looks like we're going to be a lot of sub-zero temperatures. Sub-zero temperature, the range for sub-zero temperatures is about from November 20th to about March 20th. I rarely see sub-zero before November 20th and occasionally after March 20th. Well, halfway is January 20th. And so, once again, about halfway through, it's good to take stock of it. We've had here at our house 41 days of sub-zero, zero or below, 41, and Weather Services had 36. Both of those are really good numbers and way above normal. I always feel if we get 50 numbers of 0 degrees or colder, we're having a really good winter, so this is way beyond that. Other things of note, I hope you had a chance to get outside at night on a couple of nights this week. We had the beautiful full moon.
Mm-hmm.
The night of the 14th was just spectacular. That was when, if you looked in the near the full moon, just to the left, you saw what looked like a real bright star. That was the planet Jupiter. And when they were as close as they were, that also always makes for just a spectacular sighting. And that was the night of the 14th. The days continue to get longer. We're having sunrise now near 7:45, and during this next week, sunsets will officially happen after 5 o'clock. Now, if we have clear skies, it appears already as though that sunset is that late. So it's definitely getting longer. We're more than a half hour longer than we were a month ago, so things are definitely moving along. The world of birds, the big news seems to be those of owls to the east of us. Many of the states to the east of us have been seeing a lot of snowy owls. We have a few here, but nothing like those states to the east. But as we get later into winter, now hawk owl and great gray owls have been reported showing up in the Sac-Zim area north of Duluth. And I expect that that will continue. Usually the big owl month up there is February. And as I said before, we're getting plenty of critters moving around now with a little bit milder temperatures. And last night, the flying squirrels put on a terrific show. Five of them at one time showed up. That's the first time I had that many in more than a month. So it's just a great thing to see. So, yes, we are on to the second half of January, and I hope by the next time we talk, we can have a little bit more snow here. So have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Sure. Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year, lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. And Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.